All right, we're here with Sergeant First Class Kincaid with the 13th of the 100th. Sergeant Kincaid, can you tell us a little more about your full name and what your job position is?
So, I'm Sergeant First Class Kincaid. My job title is an instructor for the 13th of the 100th for the 89 schoolhouse. I'm going to be here today on some sling load with some of the different MOSs to do some cross-level training and also trying to share our experience and our knowledge base with what we do and while we do it, so that way not just our MOS gets it, but other MOSs understand why we do what we do and how we put it together. So it's kind of a knowledge sharing experience.
Do you normally work with RTS maintenance here?
I've been to the schoolhouse multiple times with multiple RTMS instructors, so I've had a lot of experience with the RTMS. I've also worked with them to help facilitate some of the things we're going to be doing here.
The only reason I ask is because they have their 89 Bravo ammunition supply course. And obviously you're doing 89 Bravo stuff. I'm sure you've been there working with them. Tell us a little bit more about the operations you have planned here today and how you're going to go about it.
So we started this operation planning process several months ago with Major Cornett, along with the Wisconsin Air National Guard, to facilitate this move. Planning process, we've been doing our 3690s in preparation of it, fielding equipment resources. Part of that equipment resourcing we've got from ordnance companies out of the state of West Virginia, the 811th Ordnance, and then some of the stuff we got from the RTSM. We went through the final checks, walkthrough, safety, our risk assessments. We've been in constant contact here the past 72 hours with the air crane to make sure that we're meeting their standards and qualifications. Pulled our resources together and we pretty much put this in effect so that way we can certify 3 hookup teams, along with getting our instructor cadre out there that haven't had a chance to do this in a long time, to get them that experience with the airframe and being out there so that way when they go to teach 10 level, they have that knowledge, they have that experience, they have that familiarity, so they're not going underneath there just as they're teaching their students.
Right.
What's happening. They know, they got an idea of what's going to be going on, so they're a lot more positive in how things are going to go. So.
Now today you're doing it with the UH-60 Blackhawk. I know you guys have done it with the Chinooks in the past quite a bit. Tell me, this is what I ask a lot of folks in 89 Bravo career field. I know you got some 91s here too. Why is sling load an important thing that people might be able to do, especially in ammunition?
So, getting bullets to the fight keeps soldiers alive. Bottom line, that's what's important. Experience, we've gotten to the stagnation where we don't think about sling load a lot, but for those areas like Afghanistan, Vietnam, areas in which we do not have the ability to transport assets in a fast, effective manner, has led us to forget about this option, this very effective option to get something that is needed to the soldiers on the front line in a fast, rapid deployment process. That's why sling load is very crucial to how we continue our effectiveness towards making ordnance a lethal aspect of the Army's operations holistically and throughout our contingency operations around the world.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add about the training going on today?
This training is, for us, is knocking the rust off of a lot of skills, and that's going to be what's going to make us so much more effective, so much more knowledgeable, and that way we can relate those experiences to these new soldiers so that we're sharing and creating that stewardship. So I'm a wholehearted believer in reprocessing, redoing, and reworking your training so that you're always bringing back and not losing knowledge.
Awesome.